basketball drummer?
Good.
Yeah.
Keyboard player.
Story date, the Toyota Robert Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Since today is Gimel Tammuz, the Rebbe's Yahrzeit, I want to start off with a story which is connected to the Cholos in Parsha, in the share which we'll eventually give. I told a story here ages ago of my shvager's brother. It was a Slonim Rechasid, lives in Borough Park, big Askin, he's like a, helps people with business problems, he's a pikach in business world. And the guy had problems, above of Rechasid, Borough Park, he went to his house to help him, to give him aces. He walks into his dining room, and he sees a picture of Lubavitcher Rebbe on this guy's dining room. It doesn't happen, above of the picture of Lubavitcher, very uncommon. So after he finished giving the aces, he asked him, what's the story? And he told him, a meisen, oyem v'neir, it's a poshut the meisen. It's not like a Ruch HaKodesh, you know, but the Jew is like a meisen. But it's very relevant to Heron Avodas Hashem. He tells him that Baruch Hashem, he has a large family, Mishpacha Baruch HaFilodin, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Burim, all of them are Bnei Torah, Magidishir, Rosh Yeshivas, etc. Over Nebuch, he had one daughter, Zetzach Babinesein Arab, one daughter, the Gigritzitzach. She went Midechi, Eldechi, until she left, whatever. And she had Zimzchaber with a Nebuch HaShegit, it's a goy, a mamash an oral. And she got engaged to the Kvayachu, to the guy, and she's holding by getting married. And the clock is ticking, and they're out of their minds, the parents, what to do. They want to lose her for eternity. So they went to all the Rebelach, Borough Park, and all the Sfardim Mekubalim with the green turbans. And each one is giving clothes and brosses that shake itself, pay her enough. But nothing happened. The guy is healthy as a horse. The Vaila, and the clock is ticking. Someone said, hey, you got to travel, you know, yeah. Go to the Rebbe, right, and get a broch. How can I see the Rebbe? Like $1, Sunday morning, because $1, thousands of people wait in the queue, and they will give you a dollar, you have like a 30-second window, you can tell them the Torah, and rein the choysen, get a broch. That's exactly what he did. He's standing there by $1, he tells the Rebbe the Torah, his daughter's marrying out, and the Rebbe just gives him an extra dollar for the daughter, and an extra dollar for a friend, the boyfriend, the sheikhs, right? And he wishes him bracha v'atzlocha and the kibbutz. This guy comes to Yaki. The Rebbe was totally not this yachis of the oimek, just gave a dollar to the sheikhs. He didn't make any sense. He comes back to Borough Park. His wife asked him what happened. And he tells her, and they're both sitting there. This is what you call in England. He's drinking a last chance saloon. This was his last hope. And doesn't make any sense. Anyway, the father and mother are sitting there in the house in Borough Park crying their eyes out. When Mitlamal, the daughter, who's the Torah, walks in and she sees her parents crying. What are you crying about? And they were very frank. They told her exactly what happened. And she lights up with delight. You see, even the Rebbe was about Baruch HaKodesh. He also agrees that the Shidduch gave a dollar for the boyfriend, right? Is a gewaltig. I'm on the right track. And she's so happy. She whips out her mobile phone. And she calls up her fiancé, the boyfriend, the sheikhs, and she tells him what happened. My father went to this rabbi who's a holy man, who's a clairvoyant, and he gave a dollar for me and for you to give to tzedakah. Suddenly the sheikhs listens, right? And he says, after all we've been through, you still believe in these rabbis with their mystical powers of it? I don't know if this shidduch is for me. And he calls back later, he was mevatel the shidduch. And you can imagine the girl was devastated, and she was chayzer, whatever, l'archus yosher, and as we say in Hollywood, they lived happily ever after. Why do I love this story? It's not like when I tell you stories of Ruch HaKodesh. The story is poshut the ma'aseh ha'aron of Avodas Hashem. If you have chashkus, how do you get rid of the darkness? You could curse the darkness, you could take a broomstick and try to bat it away. You get rid of chashkus through light. Give a mitzvah, and the girl will chap the mitzvah, and that mitzvah gufa, the early key, the mitzvah, the tafsa, the chibur, the connection to the Eibush, that gufa will get rid of the darkness. There was a fellow I know, he built a school and vast majority of his pupils in the school is located in the middle of nowhere, were fraya, to put it nicely, people who are not yet fru. Anyway, he realized that he's the principal. He realized by lunch, the kids bring in their lunch, a packed sandwich. But these are freie chevra, so they brought meat. And a lot of them, you know, Lebach was not, wasn't glatt kosher, put it down. So they made a rule, no one could bring meat in for sandwiches. Okay, fine. There was one kid who afal pikein, Limroish, there was a strong hero. He brought in his sandwich, and you could tell, I don't know, I've never seen it, but what you call in Ivrit, basar lavan. You know what that is? Yeah. And it's obviously they're making a point, you know, we're sending my kid to your school, but you ain't making us from, hello, like, you know, don't even have a habit. And he didn't know how to miyachas to it, like to come down strong, kick him out. What should he do with this kid? So he wrote to the Rebbe, asked him, Eitzel. The Rebbe told him, go to this boy every day when he's about to eat lunch and take out his whatever, and make sure he makes a bracha amuti lechem in orz on the bread. Pilly place. A kid from Eitzel, a few days later, the kid stopped bringing in his basar lavan, and the family ultimately was all chayzer b'tshuva. Again, what's the hero here? You could take broomsticks and hack and clap and whatever, or but you bring light, a brocha, a mitzvah, that is, why am I telling you this? This week's parish is called Kerach. What is Kerach all about? There's three letters in Kerach. You don't got to be a rocket. I said this before, I'm sure, 100 times. Kerach is three letters, a kuf, a resh, and a ches. What is, like, the world was created with the letter hey, because avayet zorei lamin, Eilam Hazeh was created with the letter hey, and Eilam Haba with the letter yu. You do a chazal. Why is a hey three kavim? So the svarim akdashim of the Kabbalah, the top, the horizontal line is machshova, the hestes, and that is attached to, literally attached to the right side, the kav coming down, vertical. And that's why, as in English, there's an expression, don't open your mouth until you engage your brain, right? The dibur of a person should be attached to his machshov. That you have on the left side, furthest away, is a third cup, and that's Olam Hamaisa. There are three mistakes a person could possibly make. Last week we discussed the Meraglim. What was the ikir, the yisoid of Cheta Meraglim? They thought we're living in the Midbar, we're in the Eibishter's Koil, we're Nenna from the Mon, and the Be'er, all the Ruchnis, the Ginyonim in the Midbar. We don't have to go into Eretz Neshavas, Eretz Yisrael, to Mekayim Mitzvahs Maisias. It's sufficient here to be Mukkah for the Nani Yaakovid and Tok. If you do that in the letter Hey, you've just taken away the regular Smoli. So you got which letter now in the Chapez Aesias? Haresh. I need Machshavah Dibur, I don't need Mais. You can make the opposite extreme mistake. The ikur is maisa, maisu ikur, akabing of numerous more chazal. So you take the regal hasmoli, the left side, and you bring it down, and down, and down, and down. In other words, the ikur is maisa. I don't have to be mechavin that my maisa should be mechuvin to the machshav and dibur. I just go all the way and I'm plunged into ilm haza, into maisa. And then you get the letter kuf. You can make an alternative, a third mistake, and say, no, you need machshav and dibur and maisa. My machshava and dibur and my maisa are all symmetry, this balance, and my maisa is attached mamish to my machshava. I'm like mamish, the way it is in the Elohim HaMachshava, that's the way I feel the maisa. And that third mistake is get the letter ches. And you put all three mistakes together and you get kerach. So kerach, I'm just telling you this by derach hakdoma. I could talk about this for hours, but Kairach is the opposite of which letter? The mistake, the letter Hey. So I was thinking what topic should I think for the shir today? The letter Hey. Where does the letter Hey appear in Kairach? Amongst the many mitzvahs, in the parsha, there's a mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen was given to us in two places, in the parsha's Boi, in Parshas Kisisa, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Bamidbar, in Parshas Balit. We've had it numerous times already. But the only time in Torah where it speaks of how much do you have to give, is this week's Parshas Parshas Kerach. You have to give five sloyim. Why five sloyim? In other words, what is the essence of this mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, right? What's it about? Why dafka five sloyim? So the Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Nosoi, it's keneged the hay that was added to the name of your Zayda, whose name originally was Avram, and the Eibusher added a hay, and he became Avraham. Keneged zeh, when he is zeichet to have a ben bechayer, he gives hay sloyim. Hello? To which tells us the shadow, what in the world does the hay of Avram Avinu got to do with Pidyon HaBet? Nishnor does, there's a Yushalmi in Shkolim, where the Yushalmi says, you know why you give five sloyim? L'fi shemachru b'chayr shel rachu b'esem kesef, because the Shvatim sold Yosef Atadi for esem kesef to the Yishva'elim, yeh kol echad p'yidat b'nei b'chayr b'esem kesef. Therefore you have to pay what? How much is 20 kesef? Hello? Which is 20 dinar. And there's 4 dinar per sela, per shekel, and therefore you have 5 slip. Yeah? Again, tells us the title, what in the world does the Chiras Yosef got to do with 5 Pidyon HaBen? L'chura, the reason for Pidyon HaBen, as it says in Pasuk, Furish and Parshas Bui, because the Eibusha took us out of Mitzrayim, and he killed all the Bechayre Mitzrayim, the Odom HaBehema, right? And the Bechayre Yisrael were saved, and therefore we have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Hello? Why are we connecting this to the hay of Avram and the 5 sloyim that were used to sell it? Let me tell you a story. I like stories. Maizid Neum. There is a Chosh of a Yidin Eretz Yisrael. His name is Reb Meir Tzvi Gruzman. And he is oisik a lot in giving shiurim, one of the original founders, giving shiurim to Freie Chever all over the place. And he's written like books and books and books about his encounters and his episodes with dealing with Freier people. Or not yet from people, I should say. And he writes that one day he was asked to give a series of lectures in Yesoidus Ikra Hayados in the military academy for like alufim, what do you call it, like generals, or for top of the line people. So that day, the focus of the shir was going to be about Nevuah, one of the Yigimel Ikrim, Akel Manabi has been Odom, and he's speaking about prophecy and the prerequisites for prophecy and what it's about and through. So one of the generals, one of the lieutenants, whatever, he says, Rebbe, could you explain me, is there such a thing, like you speak about the prophets and the Maila, whatever, does anyone have prophecy, Bizman Azeh? And he starts explaining about Lamed Vav Tzadikim, and Gedele HaTorah, and Tzadikim, Rebbe's, and whatever. So another guy, who was a Sgan Aluf, and he was in Tzad Chanin, whatever, he picks up his hand, and he wants to get back to the topic of Nevuah. This is the class that he prepared, the lecture. Another guy picks up his hand and says, but you're speaking like theoretical in Himalayan, from Gemara's, from whatever. I want to tell you, something happened to me. Totally a friar guy. And he says, he was born in a place called Bucharest, which is the capital of Romania. And his parents had like no Zika, Lechura, from Rieta to Yiddishkeit. They were communists, they agreed with communism, it's great, whatever, nothing. And he was born, and when he turned 3, suddenly, this crazy phenomenon happened. Every time this baby, this little boy, heard a rash, like a call, a whatever, he would faint. You could imagine brand new parents. And the kid is like, every time he hears a bus and a muffler going wrong, whatever, and a motorcycle, he faints, they're going out of their mind. So they took him to the best doctors in Romania that money could buy. Nobody could help. Nobody could help, no one. They gave him bedikot from head to toe, all over, Ramache Borov Shasagilov. No doctor could find out what is the problem, why is this kid constantly fainting. Because his parents were communist, Madukim, they were Akhrela, they were given permission from the government to go out of Romania, and they went to Vienna in Austria, and then to Berlin in West Germany, and to go to the best doctors around. And doctors again, all the bidikot, all the tests, and nothing's happened. The mother comes back, she's avedit, so she's beside herself with grief. She doesn't know Ma'ayin Yavi Ezri. So she was telling her chavritah, pouring out her heart. And the chavrita says to her, her friend tells her, have you tried a tzaddik? What tzaddik? Who tzaddik? She doesn't, The terminology is totally alien to him. So he told the Ashaliyah, the tzaddik here in Bucharest lives here, go to him, get a bracha. You know, she doesn't believe, whatever, but like, you know, people drowning clutch on any straw possible. So she goes to this tzaddik, this lieutenant general, this assistant, it's got to look, is telling the story, Barab, in front of 100 other generals. And he says, we waited here, and I went in with her. I was 4 years old at the time. And I looked at this man, and his eyes, and his kindness, and I thought to myself, this is what an angel, a malach, must look like. He's like, Gevalt. And he hears all the problem, and she details all the medical history, and all the... And the tzaddik looks at her, and the boy, and he says, is he your firstborn? Right? Yes, he's my firstborn. Did you ever perform the mitzvah pinyan aben? Never heard of it. I don't know what you're talking about. She says, it was late afternoon. She says, wait here. Soon they'll assemble a minyan for mincha. And there will be a kohen amongst us. We'll arrange a impromptu pidyon haben. And he took the hand of the boy. He gave him a bracha that he will be nisrapel. Never again will this fainting occur. Miyat. Immediately. You'll never have this problem again. And kachava. And here I am. And they said the family eventually moved out of Yisrael. And the only thing ever did, the general other people asked, who is this Rebbe? The Behusha Rebbe, the old Behusha Rebbe. And every year they used to go to 112 Rothschild in Tel Aviv, Erev Rosh Hashanah, to get a bracha for the new year from the Behusha Rebbe. And Rabbi Gruzman said, the last time he saw this guy, this general, was at the Behusha Rebbe's Levaya. The general was standing here by the gates of the Beis Almin, Nachlas Yitzchok in Tel Aviv, and he's crying his eyes out. At Kandamais. Where did the Behusha Rebbe get this? Where is the source of this? So then it's a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Nosoi, in Ekdama, it says, I'll read this Losh. Purkana, place it, the 13th mitzvah of the Torah, the Medved, Purkana, the Brei, the Kashla, the Chai. The 13th mitzvah of the Torah is to make a pinyan aben for your son, to be makasher him, to attach him to chayim. The train the mananin, v'chad the chayim, v'chad the musa, v'chayim and olid v'nash. When a child is born, right, especially b'chayr, there are two memunim who are over him. One is the malach of life, and one is the malach of the opposite of life. And when you go and perform, it says the pasuk, v'yad the kibbutz kol asher also, which is the creation of man. V'hine toiv, that's the malach of life. Ma'oi, that's the malach hamoves. And when you, and he is called, right? The malach hamoves is miskasher. Where valdo, vahu purkuna, iskayim, the chayim, the ischalish, hu demusa, the power of life is strengthened, the power of death is whatever. And then he gets chayim, and etc. etc. That's when you get life. Right? So that's why the Bnei Yisosker and the Zagos Marzon, the Zohar says, this is the mocker that it says in Sefer Chassidim, in Shin Lamed Daled, that there was a bocher in his day who was not to Lomos, he was about to leave the world, and Omar, he would scream, he would say, Pidoeni, redeem me. They had no clue what they're talking about. They went to Rida Chosid, and he asked them, is he a bocher? Yes. Have you ever made Pidyon HaBen? No. Right? And he told him to make Pidyon HaBen, and he gave 5 sloyim, and the kid lived afterwards for 25 years. And therefore, the Chidah also brings in the Brikademis that there's a Kabbalah, Mishum Skenim, Kadoinim, right? A person, Mekayim Pidyon HaBen, and he gives 5 sloyim to the Koyim to Simcha, he gets life, and therefore the Koyim should not return anything back of the money, he should keep it. And he batuach, Shayelad Yichye, Vinosu, Bibegue, Choyle, Hayelodim, Vigdal Yisish. And based on this, in the Likutei Pinchas, which is a likut on Hilchot Pidyon HaBen, he brings from there Rachshaya Meir Digavort, based on the Zohar HaKadosh, the Gemara says in Baba Kama Daf Pei, that Rav Shmuel Rav Asi, they went to Ikkel Bei Shavua HaBen, and others say for Amrila Yeshua HaBen. Shavua HaBen Rashi says it is Sudas Habris, because it's after 7 days. Yeshua HaBen, that's the Pinyon HaBen, says Rashi, because the Targum of Purkan is Pidyon, in Targum language. Hello? So the question is, Tosfos asks on Rashi, I understand where Pidyon and Purkan are interchangeable. Where does the word Yeshua come from? Yeshua means salvation. Based on the Zayrach, that you understand that person who what? A person who has a Pidyon Aben, that brings the Yeshua to the child that he should live. And that which is Sitra, the Moves, disappears, who's called. The Zayrach says, Parshnosi, the Iskari, Tumma, the Vela, Psula, Malachamoth, the Sleisha, Kapela, the Sharia, Luf, the Barnash, and through Pidyon Aben, you get rid of it. What has this got to do with the letter Hey? Because the letter Hey is the Ois of Chayim. The letter Hey is connected to life. And the high time, and that's good for the reason, the Eibishter gave the letter Hey into Avram. Because this world was created with the Ois Hey. Eile told us HaShemayim Behi Boram Behei Boram. Or as Chazal Darshan elsewhere, Behi Boram BeAvraham. The Eibishter wanted to attach Avram Avinu to the eyes of Chayim. Asher Alkin says the Zera Kodesh from the Rav Shitter on the pasuk Ha Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Whenever you need his chashus in the world, you want to be Mamshe Chayim, it's through the letter Hey, and therefore there Hey Chushim in a person. There's Hey Midas in a person. If you work about it, the Midas in a person that are relevant to yourself, Chesed Gvura Tiferes Netzach Chayim. Al derech zeh, the middle of Yisoid of Halodo, is also connected to the letter Hey. Whatever, we can talk about some other time, where it says Hey Lachem Zoras brought in Sfarim Magdashim. Hey, the letter Hey is connected to having children, which is, you remember which of the four Imois, the one who had the most difficulty in conceiving a child, was a woman by the name of Rachel. Kusara, Rivka, Leah, Bila, Zilpa, all had Hayes in their name. Mashenk and Rachel didn't have a hey, and therefore Rachel initially said to Yankov, take my shivcha by the name of Bila. How many hays in Bila? One spare. So therefore we bought the gamanesh we men, and so hey is connected to Zerah, to Yisod, to Midas, to hey chushim in the machshava, etc., etc. When you speak, how many moitzoyas apeh are there in the hey moitzoyas apeh? Everything is going to get fine. So therefore, the Eibishter wanted to Hey is connected to life, and therefore the Eibishter wants the Bechor to live, to bump off the Malach Hepech HaChayim, and therefore we understand that when the Eibishter bumped off the Bechor in Mitzrayim, right, how do you, by the way, let me just add, when he bumped off the Bechori Mitzrayim, there was a kitrug on the Bechori Yisrael, right? Because him they're saving. And we know that, you know, there's a minig Yisrael, right? That Erev Pesach, you have what's called Tainus Bechoris. And there are various reasons why they're Tainus Bechoris. And there's one reason which the Sefer brings, but Kolbo in Erchus Chaim in Rishon already. Because the Bechori Erev Pesach, in Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim, they fasted. Why did they fast? Because they knew already Moshe had warned them there'll be a makas bechirim. What the bechirim do? In the olden days, right, the bechirim were the kumrim. They were like the nazirim. They were the holy ones. They did the avodah zakoidish. So when the Mitzrayim were oved the avodah zora, who were the people who actually ministered in these heathen, pagan, whatever, the Bechori Mitzrayim. Aber, we also know that Yidin also worship, right? And who were the ones who did the Avodah there? The Bechori. Sinishn, right? And that's why, when did the Bechori lose their status as holy people? By the Eil. Where the Bechori brought up the Eil, right? You had the korbanos to the Egel, and therefore they forfeited their status. And therefore there was a kitrug always on the Bechorim. You with me so far? Hello? And therefore they have to be pointed themselves. And say the Svarim HaKadoshim, I'm not going to elaborate, just like the Eibishter killed the Bechayrim. Anivel Malach, Anivel Ashliach, with the five etzbois of the Eibishter, whatever that means anthropomorphically. Hello? Is al derech zeh, the Bechayr has, the Aviyah Bechayr has to give
five.
But this is a Melchama going back to the beginning of the world. You remember there was a guy called Esav Harosha? Hello, your uncle. Hello, yeah? And he what? He was Ma'ar on the Bechayra. Right? First he was Ma'ar on the Brachas. Why was he Ma'ar on the Brachas? Because the Brachas go to the Bechayra. And therefore Yanko Avinu Vayechra Yitzchak Harod the Gedoyla, because he saw that what? That yeah, that he's giving the bracha to the tzayr before the bechayr. When Esav told him, "Vayakveini zepa moim," it's not the first time. He already got out for me from the when the, by the passing of Avram. Vayozad Yankov Nizib, and he said, "Michrokim is bechayr asuli." And Esav was masking. Hello, that was already. Oh, so now Gamboruch here, Yitzchak was masking. And therefore, the later the Samach Mem, who's the Malach of Esav, by Oveg Ishimoi, Lo Hashalecha Ki Berachtani, says Rashi. Now he was masking for the brachas. Hello, and this Machluk is Yankim and Esav over the brachas. The Bechira really stems from even beforehand. There was a guy called the Nochosh Hakadmoini, otherwise known as the Samach Mem, who was Roichav Al Gabe Hanochosh. Hello, yeah. And he caused the downfall of Adam and Chava. But you know what the Eibishter did? I'll give you in a nutshell. The Kitzur Amasa. The Eibishter made Adam Rishon was Bechoy Rishon Oilam Chazal Zeh. And therefore he was Zoycha to do Tshuva. So the Eibishter allowed Adam Rishon, because as the Gemara says, Erevin, he fasted for 130 years to do Tshuva. And therefore he kept his status as Bechoy. And therefore, as Chazal say, he wore, what the Adam Rishon wore? Vayas Hashem to give Adam Rishon kusnas or, which these are spiritually the begotten of the Kohen. Even achar achet, even after his downfall, he still had, and Adam Rishon gave these big dekuhuna to Shais, and Shais gave it to Mitzushelach, and Mitzushelach gave it to Noach, and Noach gave it to Shem, and Shem passed it on to Avram, which went to Yitzchak, which eventually Esav got, and the Abish of the Salvasibus got Yankiv to take the big day Esav, which is the big day of the Marishan, right? Which is the reason when he went in with the big day of the Marishan, he smelled the Reach of Gan Eden, Kiyudu, we discussed countless times. So in other words, all of this is connected what? The big day, the hay, you with me, of the Sitra Achar, who is the Bechor of Klippa, fights against, wants to have a downfall of man, you with me? And the Eibishter protects us, and through the hay sloyim, we are protected. By the way, another Indian of hay sloyim, hay, you can do a machshava dibur maisa, right? Where else do you have hay sloyim? We said, by Yosef. What was the idea, in a nutshell, what is the idea of Yosef? The Yishma'elim sold him for hay sloyim, so the Eden got what hay, you with me? And the whole idea of Yosef is going down to Egypt, and God are atzim and arayis, and therefore, by Yilakit Yosef is called a Kesef, Miloshe Nifsus Misafti, all the Netutis of Kedusha, which Hey refers to Olam Hazeh, Yud is Olam Haba. The idea of a Bechoyer, initially the Bechoyer was supposed to be incredibly holy, right? You with me? And a Bechoyer gets, what's his Chelek? P. Shnayim. If you're a mathematician, what is the difference in mathematics between Hey and Yud, 5 and 10? Double. That's the Pishnayim. The Bechayrim was supposed to work in Olam Haba and spirituality, and they have to be poison themselves, as the Sforno says in four or five different places, the Chumash, that they poison themselves in order that you're able to work in Olam Haza and to be Mesak in Olam Haza. You got my drift. Hello. So all of this is a connection of the letter Hey, of elevating Olam Haza, Lavoyedus Hashem, to make for the Eibishter a dear Leizbor. So far, so good. This is by way of introduction. Now I can begin the shir. The problem is, the shir is so deep, and it's beyond me, I tell you. Halavai, I should understand what I'm talking about. There's about 20 nafkaminas in Allah, what I'm going to speak about, and there's every shnit and trick, there's machlikas aposkim, and if I want to contradict myself, I could contradict myself everything I say. I could undo what I'm saying, right? But I'll give you just bederach say a masleg, as they say in French. There's just a little bit of taste of the sugis. If you really, if you want to understand what I'm talking about, you got to learn the sugis. It's Pesachim and the Kiddushin and the Cheres. But I'll give you just... Okay, let me... There was a few weeks ago, we read Parshas Bamizbor. You remember? And there is a pasuk. Vayikach Moishes Pesef HaPidyon, Meisa Oisem HaPiduya Levim, Meis Bechoyre B'nei Yisrael, Lokachas HaKesef, Vayitin Moishes Kesef HaPiduyon, La'aren Ula. Remember the story, hello? Basically, the Eivishter has given over the Kedusha of the Bechoyrim to minister to the Levim, Kran Levim, right? And therefore, who takes the five Sloyim? No, stop. There were 22,000 Levim, 22,000 Bechoyrim. Problem was, there was 273 more Bechoyrim than there was Levim. So, 22,000, can I get 22,000 Alevi? We have no problem. We just transfer. But there's 273 Bechayrim who have to be Nifta. They made a girl, whatever, Eshia. And they had to pay five Sloyim. Al Derech Pinyan Aben. Hello, you with me? Who did they give the money to? Who? That's what you say. You say they gave it to Aaron. I'm telling you, it's in Pasuk Mefurish, they gave it to. Hello? Could you Russian code? Vayikach Moshe es kesef habiduyim meisa oifim. Vayikain Moshe es kesef habiduyim la'arubot. So who collected the money from the Bechayrim? Moshe. Hello? And he passed it on to? Now, there's a major, major problem in Yeriday in Simen Shin Hei. There are more paskins halacha. You cannot perform ein of your chalifteis al yidei shliach. You cannot be poida. I have a friend of mine whose father was in the American army in Korea. He was drafted, right? And he gets a call. His wife just gave birth to a ben b'choyer. And the shaila is in halacha. Are you allowed to be poida to a shliach? You say yes. I'm telling you it's machlokes. But there are more paskins mefurish. No. Right? Shtel zich the shayla, hello? But who did the kesef abiduyim go through? Moshe. Is Moshe a kohen? You gotta give the five lamb to a kohen. Is Moshe a kohen b'churna? Right? So Moshe took the kesef from them and passed it on to Aaron Abon. Hello? Vishem atoymer, maybe that was Airo Asho in the Midbar. So I'm telling you, the Rishonim, all the Rambam and the Baram, the Rutenberg and Shuvas and Rashba and the Rush all say, nay. Could you give a Pidyon HaBen money, the five Sloyim, to Kehenes, a female Kohen? Huh? You say yes, you say no. You're saying like Tosfos, and he's saying like everybody else, right? The halacha is, right, in most poskim, the Rambam and the Rashba, etc., etc., you cannot give to, even though you're talking faces of Rav Kahana, I got it, I'm quite aware. I have no time to elaborate, right? But the poil mamish, there is shittas harambam, shittas harosh, and shittas harambam Rutenberg is, you cannot give in a kohenes, because here it says mefurish, that Aaron o bonav. And the Gemara says chulun, every time it says Aaron o bonav, it's chorim and not nikes. Hello? Befrati, and you can't say that was a rosh, sure, because the whole yisoy that a kohen and a kohenes, the shittas arishonim, is dafka learned from the story in Bamidbar. So it was not a hiru ashal one of them. Bifrat Chazal said the Gemara says in Kiddushin. Here it says in Pasuk Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Whenever it's a lashon Tziva, it's Kayim Lederus. What? My dear sweet holy brother, we could talk about that for 100 hours, but not now. Right? Now the Maria Sad, Shuvas Maria Sad, a whole clear. Would you buy the buy of it? I feel in Tim Saloimer not like the Rabbo. Ba'alma, you could be paid through a shliach. Shailis, could you be paid through a levi or a kohen? Why is that? Could a woman, could an eved give a get? To be a shliach like Loch or shliach like Abal? No, why not? He's not Petoiras, or Kiddush, as the Gemara says. Hello? So what about a levi or a kohen? Could they perform the mitzvah of Pinyin HaBen? No, so could the lady. But here, who is the one who was a shliach? Moshe, I feel him Tim Salamer. Hello. That's the Maria Asad's clear. So the Chum Sofer says, Bishlama Koyin. He also bit Tairus. Could a woman be a Shliach Lailach of a get? Hello, come on, like wake up, make you leave your life. Hello. Of course she could. Aye, could a woman give a get? No. But is she b'teiras getting? Yes, because she could be a Shimakabal again. So she certainly could be a Shliach Lakabala. Once she could be a Shliach Lakabala, a woman could be a Shliach Lailachot. Posh. Hello? Yes. So says the Holy Chum Sofer in the Tshuva, Mela a Koyin, right? He's b'teiras pidyon aben al the Kabbalah. What about a lady? And this is a machlokes adira in achronim. The shalom shuvus tnei arye. The shalom shuvus tirish v'yitzar from the Plonsk Gagon. Many say no, and the whole arichas because the shuvah brings deus lekan and lekan. Others say yes, right? And so piyotoyis the chum sofer mikol mokaim the mimik ba'alma is that you're poyti yourself, not through a shliach, because it's all kenege and machas b'chayrus. When machas b'chayrus says ani. And therefore, opinion of Ben, you try al-Khathila to do direct. Yes? You with me? Yeah. You'll ask me, how can you do it through a Levi? He's not Bateras. The answer is, others say, the Maria Sadr, because he's Bateras, because since the 22,000 Bechayrim were Nifte connected to Levium, so Levium is Bateras, opinion of Ben, that they were paid to the Bechayrim. Are you with me? But we're back to the Ramo. On this Ramo, Gidbeilim Chikrilev, the Achronim go wild against the Ramo. Where is the Makkah? You can't have a Shliach Lepidin Aben. So they bring a Raya, from a Shalom Chuvis, Rivosh, in Simon Kuf Laman Aleph, where the Shoyel, the guy who asked the question, I have no idea who it is, Mr. Anonymous, he asked, why does the Rambam Paskin, listen carefully, right? That the Rambam Paskin is Azoy, in Hilchos Bechayim. Hapoides, but no, you make a bracha al pidyon haben. You're poid yourself, your father never did it when you were young. You make a bracha liftois es habachoyim. Why here's al and why are there liftois? The general rule is ask the shoyel in the rivosh. A mitzvah you could do through a shliach, you make al. A mitzvah you got to do personally, you make le. So how could the Rambam say al pidyon haben? When you're paid to your son, when you're not allowed to be paid to your son through a shliach. So the divrei hashoyel seems to be the marker of the Ramo. If I had the time, I would elaborate, whatever. Right? It could be, say, kind of many others, the Taz, the Gro, that was the shoyel of the Rivosh himself. The chal, the kasha of the shoyel is very funny. Because they're not, what I said before, a bracha you can do to a shliach, you make al. A bracha you got to do personally is leh. That is shittas haramban, that shittas haran, the beginning of tzachim. Or shittas haram got nothing to do with it. Whenever you do something personally, you make the bracha leh. Whenever you do it through a shliach, it's al. Nothing to do with whether there's a possibility of doing it through a... You with me? Okay. There's a reboot in Yonam I can talk about it, but let me ask you another question, which is related to Paschim Say. Could, what happens if the father, Moshe Rachman Al-San, died after the child is born? So the father never was paid to the son. What happened to Mila, the Bris? So Mr. Pumar Kiddush, Mufurish. The Bezdin has to be mal the child. Does the Bezdin have to be paid to the child, or you wait till the child become Bar Mitzvah and do it himself? What did you say?
Paid himself.
You say you should wait. Why?
Because it's paid
himself. Asher Alkin?
Okay.
According to Ramo?
Yeah.
But the Taz brings the Seidel Aderach. And so is the Haskam of Ribu Achreinim. I'll give you a whole list if you want. That we don't pass them like the Ramo, right? And you could be paid as a Shliach. If you could be paid with a Shliach, then L'chura, the din should be that what? Bezin should be paid. V'yisoyid ha-dover, says the Taz, is the Gemara in Ksubas. Every school child knows the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph. Ger cotton, matbil in oysay al das, pez. Why do we convert him? When he's a child, right? because chusulay bezachin laadam shulay befun. Yes, you with me? That's what the Tzedek Lederach. The Taz argues because Tosfos in Ksuv and Takidal says that only ben dvarim when it's a chus gomer, right? But if there's a tzat chuyva, even though that's lesser, right? You still wait for the guy to. Asher alkein, you with me? Buy a gear cotton. It's only his chus. Mashi ain't my opinion. Aben, he's forfeiting the mitzvah in himself, doing it himself. Therefore, he says you should. That's how the shita sataz. And the shach argues that the whole shach, and we could talk about it for hours, and it's totally the chakiru baruch bear of the together of an evan ivri. When you give something on behalf of somebody else, it's trapped as your zuchid, the money for him, and therefore it's as if the cotton gave the money, it became bezen mezakid the gel to the cotton, because you can be zuchid for a cotton, and therefore it's as if the cotton did the mitzvah, or you say it's a separate din of evan ivri with her. Okay, we could talk about that as a whole. The shaila is, do you need das bailin when it comes to Pidyon HaBen? The Gro, I have no time to elaborate, it's like a beautiful sugya, and the Machne Ephraim will say, the whole Chakira of the whole Yisoid of this Ramo, whether you can Mekayim Pidyon HaBen through a Shliach, is totally irrelevant here. Right? Whenever I have a Chuyv of Mumin, I owe someone £1,000, and someone gives the money to somebody else on my behalf, like without being the zakid, the guilt from you, could I pay up someone's debt without him knowing about it? Of course, yeah. People do all the time. The suckers, they go to the store and they write off the guy's chutz. Yeah. So who said you need a din, a formal din of shlichus? All I know is the father has a chuyv vis-a-vis the koyin of Heisloyim, and anybody could come, and you don't need a gather of shlichus of schit. You could do it on anyone's behalf. What's the problem here? Kumt ois the girl learned. I'm the katzer mamish. The girl learned the whole gather of pidyon haben. That's what the Machne Ephraim brings. Is the gather of the zechiyuv memoini, a monetary obligation the father has, and therefore his wealth is, what's the word, mortgage, is, right? The Meshubin, for the repayment of the Heisloyim, and therefore you can take even from the Kuchas, you sold the land, right? Because there's a Chiyuv, the Gerol learns there's a Chiyuv Mamoni, a monetary obligation. You with me? Hooray to the Gerol. What is the din if you have a suffix, whether I have to be paid this Bechor or not? Could the Koyin demand payment? So, every school child knows, with short trousers, right? Din is hamoyti b'chaver, all of a raya. So you can't prove it. So it's a charaya. By saying who I did my opinion aben, hamoyti b'chaver, all of a raya. It's a charaya that's a chiyuv memoyni. It's not a spiritual thing. Reb Shimon Shkop, I have no time to elaborate, in Shari Yosher, Perik Hei, Barichov, in the Shiurim of Reb Shimon Shkop, brings three rayas, not like the group, not like the Machne Chaim. Okay, let me give you a few examples. Tosfos says in Kiddushin Daf Ches, a woman is nikneis b'kesef and b'shav b'kesef. What happens if the woman is not aware of the value of the shav b'kesef? You give a ring, right? And the woman doesn't know if the ring or the whatever, the potato you give, is shav pruto or not. Is she mekudeshes? What? So she's not mekudeshes. Says Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Ches, right? Who had din if you appointed your son, not with five slain mamish, but with shav kesef, if the koyin doesn't know that its value, that it's, he doesn't, not sure, that it's worth five slain, the opinion of Ben is not chal. Ask Reb Shimon Shkop, Meila by Kiddushin has to be Lurza Daito Lurzaino, and if she's not, and therefore she's not, there's no smichas das, that this potato you gave her, whatever, is worth a shava pruta. So she's not moiser herself, she'd be nickness to the Baal. But she ain't kidding, if you learn like the girl, that the whole idea of Pidyon HaBen is just a chiyuv memoini, manaf gemino what the das hakoyin is. You have a legal monetary obligation, you pay the obligation, you're aware or unaware, it's sort of irrelevant. Is the charayah, there's a din in pidyon here. besides the actual obligation of paying, the monetary obligation, you have to be poided the bechor. From the, and the emes the Lashon HaRambam is, in Sefer HaMitzvot, the five of the twin, uche'iru kvar zochaboy, v'nikneyu mimenu v'chamish esloim. This is the Kohen owns the child, and you're poided, you redeem the child from the Kohen's hands. It's chayde the maisa of pidyon. The MS the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chavtes asked the famous question, who liftos who benoy liftos? Hello? In other words, a person has to, the grandfather never was paid to the father. Now the father has another baby, and it also b'chud. Three, right? And you only own five sloyos. Who comes first? Are you paid to yourself, or you paid to your son? Why do you say that? Because you learned the Gemara in Kiddushin. I also learned. No, because mitzvah degufay says Rav Shimon, if you learn that the whole gather of pinyan aben is only a chiyuv memoini, what was the source, the sheirish? You have to pay 5 pounds. You owe the kohen now 10 pounds. What do you mean? So what difference does it make if it's who lifts face of the night of this? Is the charaya the gather of spiritual union of pinyan, right? A spiritual alien opinion, and therefore that's like a mitzvah shebegufay, and therefore who lifts the b'nai lifts, you come first. Okay, I can have the time to talk about it. There's, you can spend hours going through the Reb Shimon and the Ktzals and the whatever, but the bottom line, there's a griz, b'shem griz. There are actually two inyanim in pidyon aben. There's two inyanim in b'chayr. A b'chayr was niskadish, and you have to do some kind of like pidyon act, achutz dem the chamisha sloim is this week's parsha part of the chof dal matonis guna, and that is a tzad memoim. What stems from what? That's a whole. We could talk about it for hours, but ain't coming quickly. But the bottom line is, hello, the tifkait here is that the idea of hay sloim, going back what we started from, it is machshav and dibur meisim, right? And the idea of bechayrim. Right, and later Kahanim, we're in this Kaddish, right? That you have to elevate, it's like when you give Trumas and Maizes. The whole idea is, you give the first, whatever, the Truma, the actually an awesome Yisbach Moshe. You give the 1%, 2% to the Kohen, hello? And with that, the holiest Nitzutzes of Kedusha in the food now becomes elevated through the Kohen, because you're a simple guy. You're not in the Madrig of the Choyvara. You're eating on your Yachad Yechudim with Netzutzes. Hello? And then the lesser Netzutzes go to the Levi, 10%. Hello? And with that, in the Schus of that Mitzvah, you're able to be paid the rest of it. You're able to eat it in the Schus of the Mitzvah to elevate the rest of it. So the idea of Pinyan HaBen, in a nutshell, is there's a Welt. And you were given the avodah of the hay, of elevating the veld. Or you should know you're never there. The regel hasmol, this is very important also, never actually reaches the top. You have to be mishtuik, you have to be a nichsef nichsafti to be able ultimately to reach the top. Right? And when we do that, then you masak in the letter hay, and that brings the, that's by the way, truma is torum hay, you elevate the letter hay. And with that brings the geula, which is goal hay, and that all comes through the Eibush that will be poyed. The Eibush is the emes hakoyin, and the Eibush will poyel behind the mitzvah pidyon aben and be goyel chal yisrael from this horrible goals.
Oh, yeah.